Welcome back to Second Take Movies, a podcast where we give movies second look, second chance, second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me, as always, it's my co-host, Jake Twido.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining this podcast. Today, we're looking at next positional life of a game show host who plays golf. We're talking about Bob Barker. We're talking about Bobby Bob Cross Barker. This movie is Happy Barker. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it's all about Bob Barker beating people up.
I mean, Adam Sandler's in for most of it, but it's about Bob Barker.
Who's Adam Sandler? Bob Barker's the only person I care about.
Happy Gilmore. God, something fun to talk about.
Dude, this movie does not get old. It does not age. It is fantastic.
It's hilarious.
I mean, the comedy in this thing, like, yeah, some of it's juvenile, whatever, but
of course,
God, you can't watch us not have fun. You made golf fun. Hey, dude, give me a expositional. What's this movie about? Is it about Adam Sandler wearing some basketball shorts and pooping in them?
No, but we definitely forgot to do this last week. After his grandmother's house is repossessed by the IRS, a bad tempered hockey
player. Last week, oh my God. We totally skipped it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we did.
Go ahead. Like,
no,
go
that's
ahead.
My fault, too.
My fault.
After his grandmother's house is repossessed by the IRS, a bad tempered hockey player takes his talents to golf to earn the big bucks and get his grandmother's house back.
Sick synopsis. Done. Nailed it.
That's it. Easy.
Bob Barker is not involved in failure.
This obsession with Bob Barker is weird, dude.
Might be my dad.
USA Today, Mike Clark of USA Today, had two words for his positive review, and it was slap happy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, that guy? Yeah. You know what? Boom. Got it. Got it. Boom. Done.
Brian Lowry of Variety with our negative review added together, there are about 3 minutes of funny material in Happy Gilmore, and pretty much all of them are in the trailer, leaving sometimes painfully unfunny 90 minutes with which to contend. Obviously, this guy reviewed it when it came out.
You know, I was down for a negative review. That negative review sucks.
Yeah. Like, you don't like to turn off your brain, my guy?
Yeah. I mean, like, hey, this is slapshot comedy. Ton of it.
Yeah.
Which, he has a great slapshot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
This was way better than Hot Rod from a couple weeks ago, in my opinion. That's just me.
Which I kind of really loved. We did Hot Rod. Now we're doing this. We're going to do Adam Sandler for a couple weeks. And this is the goofy slapstick butthole joking dealio.
Mm-hmm.
This comedy is way better.
Yeah.
I mean, like, kind of intelligent. No, it's not intelligent.
So much better.
But it's intelligent, but it is not intelligent.
No.
But it is intelligent.
It's not.
Dude, this movie starts off with a growing up sequence.
Yeah, it shows.
Is there voiceover too? I can't remember.
Kind of, he's kind of narrating like what's going on. Like he discovers that he has a really good slap shot. Does he kill his dad?
It's a question of my notes I had to ask you: is did he kill him?
Because I didn't realize the movie has started, and I looked up and there was a montage going, and.
I think his dad just died, but what I really think is his slap shot killed his dad.
Pretty much. And then that leads to him growing up with his grandmother, and then he was at a training camp for hockey and then got kicked out because he liked to fight people.
And he can't skate.
Can't skate. And likes to do silly stuff and get in fights, and that's shown later with all the different jobs that he has after that. And we pick up with him, and he's breaking up with his girlfriend.
Well, the kindergartner teacher, right? Her name's Terry?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. He failed tryouts, so she leaves him.
Yeah.
this era, Adam Sandler, I love Adam Sandler. He's got some garbage movies.
He's got some terrible movies.
But I tell you what, dude, he can act.
Yeah. When he does dramatic stuff, it's awesome.
He is the underdog actor, I feel like. This era, he's the legend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, this is his deal. Like, kindergarten teacher breaks up with him, leaves him because of his lack of success. So the next day, he finds out his grandma owes the IRS like
$275,000. Yeah.
That actress that plays the grandma is the sweetest woman I've ever seen.
I've seen her in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. She's been in a lot.
Couldn't call her name. They're taking all her stuff too, and like I don't think that's how a tax repossession works.
A foreclosure is supposed to be everything that's the house and in the house.
Okay. But they wouldn't take it, they would just leave it.
Most people are smart enough to get it out.
Most people have an idea they're about to get foreclosed on.
Which Adam Sandler's character in this movie is not that smart.
No. He's
only good at basketball.
That's only evidenced by him like getting in fights constantly. And in the middle of them moving his stuff out, the two moving men find some golf clubs and start messing around with it, and they can't hit the ball, so he's like, can you hurry up and get this stuff out?
I'm not paying you to play, I'm paying you to move.
Right.
They make $20 bet.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Adam Sandler,
he can drive the ball like 400 yards.
Happy Gilmore cranks one 400 yards and he makes a ton of cash. So guess what? We're going to go exploit this. And I think before then, Ben Stiller is in this movie.
Yeah, when he takes his grandma to the nursing home. Yeah.
Uncredited.
Oh, what a shame.
It's probably the most hilarious. Just, how about a warm glass? Shut the hell up. There are so many sick this lines.
Must have been like nameless Ben Stiller. Like, nobody would have recognized Ben Stiller at the time.
Zoolander hadn't happened. Ben Stiller's no one then at this point.
Yeah. This was the... There's Something About Mary came out the next year. So. But
he didn't come in someone's hair yet.
No, he did not. And I don't remember that movie enough to know if he
God
did or not.
Bless, let AI pick that up. Yeah, so grandma's going to a home. It is not great there.
It's not. Ben Stiller's abusive.
Yeah, but she's got 90 days, but because of the little putt-putt, little driving putt-putt in the yard, doesn't he go to the driving range? Yeah, he goes to a driving range. Of course, starts betting people.
Yeah, and then for some reason starts hitting himself with baseballs.
He makes a ton, and he gets recruited by Carl Weathers, RIP. Ugh,
Chubbs.
Freaking Chubbs, dude. What a performance.
Yeah.
I loved it. But he...
I will always remember Carl Weathers as Carl Weathers in Arrested Development. You get your stew going.
Arrested Development is maybe one of the most underrated shows.
Absolutely.
Because like a lot of people don't... You can watch an episode of that show and go, I don't like this. You can watch the next one and go, oh, I get it. I love it. You got to stick with it. And Jason Bateman's probably one of the best.
Yeah.
You ever listen to his podcast?
Depends on who's on it.
Yeah. Same. I can listen to Sean, Will, and Jason all day. But the guest really sells it. Smartless is great. Not that they need promotion, but if I say Smartless five times, will AI push their fans to me?
Who knows?
Is that how AI works, Preston?
I don't think the people that
can we do an AI movie to understand AI?
No.
Chubbs wants to recruit him, and daggum old Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. Excuse me. I did this. I talked to Logan about this movie, and I kept saying Billy Madison. Happy goes to feel pain in the thing.
Yeah.
And their Chubbs tells them, you can make some money.
On the tour.
Boom. Done. We're in. We're going to go to this amateur thing.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic.
Just. But the one weak part of his game is that he can't putt.
Tap it, tap it, tap it.
Just tap it in.
I watch this movie in two parts, and it's hilarious. I stop watching it right before the mini golf scene where he learns air quote to putt.
Yeah,
so it was fantastic. Just like, oh, okay, yeah, good. But Chubbs rolls him into that amateur tournament. Well, tournament. I can't tournament. Talk. Tournament. Tournament. Everyone loves them. And it's great. I mean, I still feel the same way. It's like, I can watch golf. It's fun, but it's too proper. Let me see some fights. Let me see bullcrap.
And we're introduced to our antagonist at this tournament in Shooter McGavin. Who is like
maybe the greatest villain in any movie ever?
He's hilarious himself in this movie. Yeah,
dude has a flat out like emote. Now I'm a Gen. What's after us?
We're millennials.
Okay, I'm a Gen Z kid. I don't know.
So Gen Y, I guess.
He has his own emote of shooting pistols. That guy is such a D-bag, and I love him.
Yeah.
That actor, so good.
Mm.
So dang good.
So he gets on the tour and starts attracting a lot of different fans, we'll say. And
rednecks, baby.
Yeah. Shooter and the PGA, they're not 100% sold on it. And then the PR lady, which turns into the love interest because every Adam Sandler movie has a love interest. She's like, no, this can be good. We're attracting new sponsors and, you know, we can tone him down a little bit and then we can, you know, get better ratings and attract different people to the sport.
Great sell. Maybe they should do that. Well, I don't know. A lot of people watch this year, but I mean. Yeah. Perfect.
The Masters was this past weekend as of recording.
I'm gonna tell you something. I've never been. I'd like to go a little bit because pimento cheese sandwiches are $1.50.
I
respect that joint, dude. But I don't want to deal with all those freaking people.
I wouldn't pay anything for a pimento cheese sandwich. So
you don't like the cheese?
I don't like pimento cheese. It doesn't look like a cheese.
I like my pimento cheese. I don't like the rest.
I just don't like pimento cheese. There's nothing appealing about it.
Let's be real here. You and I need to have a talk. Barbecue. What's in your barbecue?
What's in my barbecue?
Yeah, is there mustard?
No. God, no.
Pass the test, dude. Hey, anybody listening, central part of the state of South Carolina, y'all are wrong.
Yeah, somehow
mustard grows as hell.
Somehow South Carolina got labeled as the mustard based barbecue state.
See,
and I don't know how.
The Sand Lapper region down, the north is tomato or vinegar.
Yeah,
northwest we're like, well, that's what, you know me. That's when I was a little kid. I was like, barbecue's the grossest thing I've ever smelled, eaten. I threw up eating it. And then we moved up here, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beef.
The places I've never had mustard based barbecue in my life.
Yeah, hey, Maurice's barbecue, suck it.
Yeah, he's a terrible person too.
Oh yeah, dude, this is the sickest podcast. Screw Happy Gilmore. Let's talk about Maurice's barbecue and how much I freaking hate him. Suck it.
Not really. After that barbecue rant, Happy Gilmore starts. Go ahead.
Happy Gilmore plays. He gets embarrassed by Peter McGavin.
Mm-hmm.
See us on the ninth hole at 9:00. It's just perfect. Shooter McGavin, like, Shooter McGavin stays the same the whole way, but Happy Gilmore is this loose free guy. This is Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler movies, which is kind of funny. Last week, we complained about no growth in characters.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Gilmore doesn't really grow.
Well,
he does. Learns to putt.
Yeah. Like, he...
That's it.
Learns to putt and learn to love the game of golf. That's his arc, is he learns to love golf.
Which, this is a comedy.
Yeah. You're not... Way we're not different. Looking for...
Yeah. By the way, his love interest in this movie, I don't remember her name in the movie. It's Claire Dumphy from Modern Family.
I thought that was her.
That's an awkward pause anyway. Let's keep this on going.
Goofiest fucking grin I've ever seen you have.
Just a reminder, if you're listening in your car for some reason, you haven't crashed it after hearing my voice, videos are on YouTube. You should check them out because, hey, just because. Anyways, good looking girl, but awesome actress. Awesome actress. I was, my wife goes, that's Claire Dumphy. And I went, But, yeah. Happy can't putt.
No. Happy, but, and, Happy but he's gets, still making money off of like second placing in these tournaments.
And he's getting big checks.
And just putting them in the trunk because he doesn't know that's not the real check.
I just love the premise of this. This dude hasn't cashed a check yet. Like, so stupid. This is, I don't know. Stupid 90s humor is way better than 1,010. Like, this is relatable stupidity. So,
but then one day, Shooter McGavin pays a there's a celebrity pro am, and he gets paired with the main character of this movie, Bob Barker.
Let me tell you about something about Bob Barker. Bob Barker did not want to do this movie until he heard he beat up Adam Sandler. When he heard, "Oh, I beat Adam Sandler up, I'll take the role," which. I'm going to tell you right now, Bob Barker, maybe the greatest man that's ever lived.
Well,
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm picking Bob Barker. Spay and neuter your animals, baby.
So,
Bob Barker.
Shooter Bob McGavin, Barker. But in the process of this, Shooter McGavin has hired somebody to be in the audience and talk shit.
You're trash.
Yeah, to talk shit to Happy Gilmore and like yell every time he nails it's hilarious. It's and that guy's kind of been around too and been in a bunch of stuff, but I couldn't tell you who he is.
I went down the path of that and I went, I'm not going any further. He's been a ton of crap.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. He plays the same guy, just weirdo.
And so he eventually, instead of punching that guy, that's how he gets into the fight with Bob Barker.
Which I'm going to tell you straight up.
It's hilarious.
Bob Barker's stunt double was like, hey, we're going to be in a fight scene. And Bob Barker said, wait, I know how to fight. I'll just do my own stuff. It's Bob Barker.
Yeah, there's a lot of close up shots. Way. Not down the hill, though. There's no way.
No.
He was like 70 at this point.
Yeah, Bob Barker gets thrown down a hill by Happy.
Yeah.
But Bob Barker did everything else.
The price is wrong, bitch.
God, what a line.
That's so great.
This is Adam Sandler's favorite movie he's ever done.
I believe it, dude. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Wild.
Which I love because of this movie. College kids... In 96, midway 96, like early, sorry. Price is Right had viewership rises of college kids 300%. Because they saw Adam Sandler with him. They went, we're watching his show. What's going on?
Yeah.
no one needs to have a price up for Prices Right. Like, it's the best and then ever.
All the kids our age, when they were homesick from school.
Oh, you watching Prices Right? You ate saltines, chicken noodle soup from Campbell's. You watch Prices Right.
Yeah.
With Preston, Bob Barker studied Tang Soo Do under Chuck Norris.
What?
For decades.
That's wild.
Chuck Norris and his brother, Bob Barker, was a student for years, like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so Happy's effing up.
Yeah.
Which I think at this point, too, also you get the pressure of Shooter McGavin's found out his grandma, his Gam Gam's house is foreclosed.
And it's gone up for auction. And he's got the money. He's got the money for it. But come to find out that it's up for bid. And who bought it but the one and only Shooter McGavin?
Sorry, hold on. I just realized I'm looking at... I've watched him with Price is Right. Price is Right connects me with two or three people very just emotionally. Adam Sandler went on Price is Right to promote this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, 100%. I know it fully. It was during a showcase showdown. He came out. And they showed the clip of him getting beat up by Bob Barker. Hey, can we just take the next, 20 minutes to talk about Bob Barker?
Sure.
I wish you didn't say that. I don't have much more, so.
Great host. Enthusiastic about pets not having reproductive organs. He's great.
His wife is very passionate that died about it.
Good. Okay. Well, not good, but.
Did you know Judd Apatow rewrote this?
I believe it. Him and Adam Sandler were roommates.
Yep. Judd Apatow redid the whole script, and that's what we saw.
Speaking of which, I've added an Adam Sandler movie we're going to do. It's called Funny People. That was directed by Judd Apatow.
Dude, I love that movie. It is not good. But it's good.
It's good, dude. I've watched it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
We'll do the podcast thing. We'll save it for that.
Dude, that's a good pick. I didn't even think about that movie. Like, I'm pushing you on Uncut Gems because it's money. I forgot about that movie. Okay. We're good. We're good.
So,
Shooter
says, hey, you know my price for the house. You get off the tour. And he's like, meh.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Thompson, who runs the golf tournament division, doesn't hate him. He's getting a lot of views. He's making some money.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, hey, you get a one-month suspension and a $25,000 fine, which, Happy's been collecting these checks. He's paid off her house. But now he's got this fine. He's effed. So yep. Claire Dumphy, whose name's Virginia, just got it. Boom! Woman of my life. My new wife is Virginia. Logan, I'm marrying Virginia. Yeah, I am. Claire Dumphy. Silence. She gets it. We're good.
Yeah.
Anyways, but hey, they get a deal with oh my God, Subway. Which, this is the beginning of people hating Adam Sandler for taking endorsements for movies.
Oh,
Adam
really?
Sandler flat out loves Subway.
Like in real life? For real?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the deal. Adam Sandler just loves Subway. Like, everyone's like, yeah, he's chilling out in this movie. He's getting product placement. No. Adam Sandler's like, I love Subway. I eat there. That's him.
Yeah, so he gets a sponsorship with Subway.
And I mess up the order. I think he gets this, and then Shooter shows up.
That's right. That's how he gets the rest.
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
the reason he gets the Subway thing is because he gets suspended and he can't make any more money for a month. So he gets the Subway sponsorship, which gets him the money to try to buy his grandma's house back.
And then we get the happy structure deal up with him of in the next tour championship, which is the Masters. But you can't do that in a movie. So it's the tour championship. If Happy wins, Shooter gives him the house. Mm. But if not, whatever. Happy will quit the tour. So Happy's got this new drive of, I got to get better. And he goes to see freaking Chubbs.
Yeah.
Which we've already seen Happy play in Florida and beat up an alligator. That's important. Because, hey, yeah, we haven't talked about it. Chubbs don't have no right hand, boy.
It got took by a one-eyed alligator. It got took by an alligator, and Chubb took his eye.
Preston, it is the worst film product ever. It is so stupid. It's such a bad
product. That's the point.
It makes it so good, dude.
It's doubly funny. But so Chubb starts training.
Hold on. I gotta tell you too. I don't remember what year this was. It had to be 96. MTV Awards.
Uh-huh.
You know, they had movie awards, they had music awards at the time, because MTV used to be cool. The very first category of MTV Movie Awards for Best Fight went to Bob Barker and Adam Sandler.
That's great.
That beat out Broken Arrow with Christian Slater, John Travolta, Goldeneye, Pierce Brosnan, Famke Janssen, and Rumble in the Bronx with Jackie Chan.
Wow.
Calling it out. It was pretty
grand. I mean, you know, there's no, you can't put much stock in MTV Movie Awards.
This podcast just ended.
It's just whatever teenagers like is basically what it is.
Yeah, which Claire Dunphy's in this. These teenagers were.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so anyways, what's happening now is
Chubb is teaching Happy how to putt.
Manager golf course.
Yeah. And it's sets up a thing that at the mini golf course that he can bounce stuff off of stuff to get it to the hole. And that show comes up at the end of the movie. But
also, sorry, I wrote a random note in my notes here.
Okay.
Random. Sorry. Hey, everybody. Guess what? Got a random point. Go figure. The guy that played Shooter McGavin's perfect. Do you know who the other option was?
Uh-uh.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell.
I don't think he's a great actor. I'm going to throw that out there.
I think he's an iconic actor.
He was on, I remember watching Burn Notice, and he was on that. And it was like, it's like he's reading lines. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, and that sounds right.
I know about, you know, Ash versus the Evil Dead and all this other stuff he was in. I get all that.
If it's not that series,
yeah,
probably not.
Well, that was my first exposure to Bruce Campbell was Burn Notice. So, like, that's where I had that opinion. Okay.
So, yeah, so you got to watch.
But I don't think he could have.
Series of Fargo.
Gotcha.
I
don't think he could have played Shooter McGavin, in my opinion.
No, that's. I really. There's movies that you and I've done where we could have, you know, subbed somebody out. Without Adam Sandler, no way.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Farley. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is he dead yet? God, that sounds awful.
Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's been dead for 20 years.
No, in 96.
Oh, yeah, he was dead.
24, yeah, okay. 20 years. Yeah.
Like, almost, dude, that's almost 30-something years now.
Nah, time's not real. We're good. He's still off. Sorry. Yeah. God, that's perfect. But
yeah.
Hop back to it. We're on the miniature golf course. The whole thing breaks apart with an earthquake, and Happy figures out his safe.
He figures
place
out the angles.
Yeah, you. Which he calms down, sees Claire Dumphy and lingerie with beer.
Yeah, he goes to his happy place.
Happy's happy place.
Yeah.
That whole scene's so freaking dumb and stupid and fun. Like, this movie's stupid. Every point of it is perfect. I mean, it is just great. Which they had to cut 30 minutes of this movie to keep it PG-13.
I believe that.
Like, the reason this movie is on the shorter scale is 30 minutes of R-rated footage had to get cut.
When, so, and most comedies at this time were like an hour and a half.
Yeah. That, which, hey, keep it that way. It's perfect. Yeah. It is legitimately perfect.
Yeah.
Also, I have to remind you, there's no mention of the PGA or the U.
Yeah.
Whatever the other thing is, because they don't want to pay the licensing fee.
Well, there was only the PGA at this point. There was no LIV Golf at that moment.
There was USGA.
Oh, I don't think they exist anymore. But
I think they got absorbed.
Probably got somewhere absorbed into the PGA, just like LIV and PGA just merged, and everybody was upset about it.
Have you watched Full Swing on Netflix?
I have not. I'm not a big golf person.
I'm not either. It's super enjoyable.
But like, it's kind of like baseball. The drama around it is way more interesting than the sport.
And they do a sick job.
Okay, that whole series. Watch it.
Like, I you know, I play golf. I have not in a very long time. My clubs suck. Also, really weird moment here. Just in my notes, I wrote something. Preston, we have someone that listens to us in Mexico constantly. And I actually know the guy.
Really?
His name's Jorge. Yeah, his name's Jorge.
Jorge. What's up, Jorge?
And I really need to tell you that he loves Kung Fury.
Kung Fury.
Yeah. He's on my side. It's just him and I.
That's probably the only two people that watch that.
Hey, Kung Fury 2's coming out. We'll see. Okay. Yeah. Hacker Man all day. So, Happy's putting. This movie's so stupid. Happy's putting great at the golf course. And they go back to Happy's apartment. He gets a golf club that looks like a hockey stick. And in response, he gives him the alligator that bit his hand off, and he dies falling out the window. This freaking Adam Sandler humor is like, it is perfect for me, man. It is the money.
Like, he finds the alligator that took Chubb's hand, cuts his head off, and gives it to Chubb, and Chubb freaks out and falls out the window. Like, it's so dumb, but it's funny as hell.
Which, also, the other ongoing joke in all this is Happy Gilmore's caddy is a homeless man named Otto. Yeah. Who Chris Farley was supposed to be.
Yeah, but he died.
Yeah. It's still perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's played by that guy from Grandma's House. Or Grandma's Boy. Yeah.
Okay. Whole time I thought it, now I feel vindicated. I never looked it up. I should
have. I figured you would have seen Grandma's Boy. That's why I referenced that.
I love Grandma. Dude, yeah. If you work in IT, you pretty much have to watch that at some point.
It's so stupid. It's like an early Jonah Hill in there, too.
Dave Chappelle, too, right? Yeah.
No. Unless he's in like a super bit part that I don't remember.
I'm probably being racist. I thought Chappelle was his friend. I'm probably wrong.
You're wrong. It's not.
I'm just racist.
So, yeah. So we get to the PGA Tour, basically, is what we're playing here.
The Players Championship, mind you, the TPC.
Whatever this fake version of the PGA is, it's their championship.
And are they partnered together right away? Shooter and him
Shooter and Happy are paired together.
Oh my god, dude. The greatest quote. So Happy knows how to putt now. Yeah. Shooter doesn't know it. It's a bunch of boys being boys.
Yeah, because Shooter keeps trying to talk shit, and then Happy just one ups him every time. And
somebody's closer.
Looks like Happy can putt.
I'm gonna say it now. I'll say it again. This is a 9-1.
Oh yeah.
So, but anyways, hey, they keep playing, and Happy's just he's going to town. Hey, guess what? This is an Adam Sandler movie. We're gonna get stupid. A guy in a freaking Volkswagen. Who was harassing him earlier.
Yeah, the guy that was harassing him, yeah.
This Volkswagen Beetle drives onto the course and runs Happy
Gilmore. And that sets up what happens later when the observation thing falls.
Yeah. Happy goes through the deal of he's hurt, can't get back, sees his grandma. Sees sugar tits again with beer. That's not what I meant to say. We're good. And he wins.
Yeah.
He wins his calmness. Gets back to it.
Yeah.
But then, hey, the last hole, they're tied all of a sudden. Lo and behold, where that V-dub Beetle crashed, stands fall. And I absolutely love it. The most redneck-looking people climbing this thing.
Yeah.
Just
because they're the worst.
It's the people around me that I think would love golf. Great. Perfect.
Yeah.
But Happy does the little ricochet bouncy boy.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he wins and he's, well,
yeah.
No, he wins, sinks it, and then Shooter steals the gold jacket.
Yeah.
That whole sequence is money. It is perfect.
Because during all this is a big giant dude that was...
That's Jaws, isn't it?
I think so. I think this guy played Jaws in James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Happy's old construction boss who he shot a nail into his head.
And loves him.
Yeah.
Now.
That's
Mr. Gilmore's. Oh,
so they all beat up Shooter McGavin, and Happy and his family go live in Grandma's house.
But he sees a vision of Chubbs with two hands, Abraham Lincoln,
yeah,
and I then mean, an alligator waving at him. And that's how we close it out.
It's the best.
I think I said 9-1.
You can't convince me otherwise.
I am so happy that we've picked these couple movies because they're perfect. They are just... But what I'm curious is, like, do people younger than us like this?
That's a good question.
Like, this is our humor. This is our perfect humor. And I feel like people do. I don't know. I need to... Hey, I'm going to go on the streets. I'm going to get you a clip for next week. I'm going to talk to a lot of college kids and get arrested.
God. Go on Clemson's campus and...
What do you think about Happy Gilmore?
Who?
Gilmore?
They have no clue.
No, they don't have a clue. They're all a bunch of losers. The younger generation sucks. If you're listening to this,
Gen Z sucks.
You're 30 or younger. You guys can suck it. But hey, subscribe. Seriously.
Yeah, love for that. Real. Yeah, we need that.
Tell your friends. You suck. Tell your friends and you don't. What do you give this, Preston?
I give it a 9. It's not perfect, but it's pretty great.
It's up there, dude. It does a, like, does a giggle, which giggle. There is a Gilmore curse of people dying. Gilmore and Madison curse. So, I'm going to switch us out of order. Is it Billy Madison next week for us?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Apart from that, I'm going to tell you straight up, been watching Fallout. I'm not done with it.
Oh, man, I finished it.
I'm on 6.
Oh, it's oh. I love that show so much. I loved it.
Okay. So you're making me feel good. Like, I love it because it is. So even like when Preston characters are talking, how they frame it, and they're like, we're looking at this character, then we look at this character. Mm-hmm. You got Fallout 4. You text me today. It's the same thing. I want you to look at the framing when you're playing the game. People are talking. It's the same exact thing. There are so many good video game things from this. But what I love is like, hey, it doesn't matter if you never played it. You should have fun. So you've got, you and a couple other people have vindicated of like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
So been watching a ton of that. And that's about it. I need to finish it. So hopefully that'll happen. But what you been watching apart from
what
Fallout?
If I got to finish Shogun.
Is it done now?
I don't know yet. I'm going to check tonight. Okay. I've caught up on X-Men before we started this.
I haven't watched it yet. How is it?
That has been amazing.
Dude, last episode. Hey, spoilers alert. If you've not
spoilers
watched
alert.
It, quit listening now. We've told you what's next week. Just quit. Gambit is my favorite character from the old ones. Gambit, Cable, and then Wolverine. And that episode, Cable showed up. I pooped my pants. But a Cable showed up, and I went, no.
Cable was one of my favorite parts of the original show.
Dude, I've still got it somewhere. I've got a sick Cable comic from early 90s that's dope.
I have a toy from that era somewhere.
Oh, I had that sucker. He was awesome. I love him. Didn't know who he was, but I was like, this guy's awesome. But him and Gambit.
I had so many Wolverine toys. And I think I had a Cyclops, but he's lame.
Oh, dude, Cyclops rules. He's the lamest dude ever, but he rules. Gambit's death?
Oh, Gambit. But they killed
him,
Gambit.
Like, him getting stabbed and like doing that. Like, I loved. I feel like that episode, the first time in a Marvel TV show or whatever, they've addressed, like, what's it called, dude? Is it? What are those, like, Magneto-level characters called?
The Omega level?
Omega. Sorry, thank you. I kept saying Gamma. It says Omega-level threat. And I went, oh, shoot, they called it out. Guess what? Gambit, not Omega-level. Guess what? Gambit killed them all. F it. It was good, dude. I'm so satisfied with that series. I can't believe they did it. I can't believe they did everything they've done so far.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked of like, y'all are taking some risks. This is
like
good.
It's made for kids. But I think with the blood and all these other themes in the show this season, they knew the target audience was like dudes in their 30s that watched it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I need to watch today's. I'm pumped. I was too busy. But I'm so impressed, man.
It's amazing.
It kind of sucks. All the news was this is going to be a. My brain just blanked. Like. Cut all this. What I was going to say was going to be offensive, so we're good.
Yeah, I figured. I know where you're going, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
so
pumped. I'm super pumped.
That's it for this week.
Madison next week. Y'all get ready to...
Billy Madison next week. That's probably my favorite Adam Sandler movie, is Billy Madison.
I was curious. Is that your favorite?
I think so.
I think so too.
Everybody loves The Water Boy, but like I'm a Billy Madison fan for sure.
Yeah, that's Billy. That's Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler still. Billy, Waterboy's not. It's him being a character. So
yeah. All right. Well, if you have a suggestion for a movie we should talk about, you can send that to secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at secondtakemovies. Jake, you got any parting words for the audience?
You know, for everyone tonight, just make sure you wipe good. That's all.
Wipe good.
Don't clean. You know, don't wipe. Crust it up.
You know what? Get a bidet.
Yeah. I think bidets are great. I'm leaning that way.
But
hey, if you don't like a bloody butt, you get yourself a bidet.
There you go. So we'll see you next week with Billy Madison.